This is Ashley Zukowski interviewing Tina Wright for the Creative Push Project on July 24th, 2015 at about 4:30 p.m. Okay, Tina, so first you can start just telling us a little bit about yourself and your family, like where you're from and how many siblings you have and how many kids you have and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm from around the Topeka, Kansas area. I'm a kind of the middle, youngest girl, but middle sibling of eight children. And I have five children of my own.
Okay. So is there any one of the five births that sticks out as being much different from the others? Sometimes for women who have multiple children, it's like the first birth because they really had no idea what they were expecting. Or, you know, maybe it's the last one or one in between where, like, you thought you knew what you were expecting, but it turned out to be something totally different.
Yeah, well, they're all individualized, but probably my first one is the most that stands out just because it's my first and I didn't know what to expect. So
maybe you can take us back to the time of the pregnancy, like maybe when you first learned you were pregnant. You can also tell us a little bit about, I know a little bit more about it, so you can tell us about like your age and your situation a little bit, and maybe kind of like the year that it was, like the decade or, you know.
Okay, well, I actually didn't realize I was pregnant until I was probably 3 or 4 months. I was 16 when I got pregnant. And so I really didn't know a whole lot about the different things that you go through when you're pregnant. So
how did you find out? What was the first, like, indication that you were like, oh, I might be pregnant?
Well, my sister was going through a pregnancy, so I kind of saw her symptoms, and so I just kind of thought, oh, well, I might be pregnant. So that was kind of my first initial noticing, when I first found out that I was pregnant back then, they didn't have any like home tests or anything like that. So you had to go to the doctor and get a blood test done. So that's what I did and found out I was pregnant. I was staying with my mom and two other siblings. And then my sister was pregnant also, and she was 17. I just stayed with them, and just my regular, just went to like regular doctor's appointments and stuff. So it was an experience for a young person to not really know what's going on inside their bodies and stuff. And back then, we didn't have computers to look stuff up. So it was really a process of learning from another mom or sister, or your own mom, or aunts. So pretty much it was just, if you ever felt like, is this what's supposed to be happening? You just had to ask someone. So in this age, it's a lot different. Of course, you can, you know, get mixed up information from the internet and stuff, but at least you have, you know, somewhere with quick access to kind of try to figure out what's going on. So
did you ask, you asked your mom a lot of questions about during the pregnancy? I mean, were you able to ask your mom, or who did you talk to the most when you were finding information out?
Probably my mom, and I had a midwife with my first. So when I'd go to the doctor's appointments, I really didn't have any big issues during my pregnancy. It all went pretty smooth, and I was still young enough that I was pretty active, so I didn't gain a bunch of weight or anything like that. So it was all pretty simple until the time when I went into delivery. And that's a whole nother story. It's pretty scary.
So do you remember, so you were young and it wasn't, you know, a huge, like, physical problem for you, but do you remember how you felt? Like, you didn't gain a lot of weight, but do you remember, like, emotionally, did you have any sort of, did you have mixed feelings emotionally? Were you excited about it? Were you scared about it?
Well, I was excited that I actually was getting breasts. But, because that was, you know, something every young girl, you know, thinks about. So that was an exciting part. But along with your breasts growing, your stomach grows. And I started seeing, like, my body changing with, like, stretch marks and stuff. So that wasn't too exciting. But, and I really didn't think anything of it too much because I come from a big family and I babysat quite a bit. And so in my mind, I felt like I was really prepared to have a baby. So not that I didn't plan it at all. So anyway.
So, what year was it? What year was this?
1980.
So, what year were you pregnant?
I was pregnant in 1980.
Okay, great. So, you had a big family, and so this was not, even though it was surprised, you weren't as scared as maybe people would anticipate a 16-year-old girl getting pregnant would be?
Yeah, what I would call it is more naive. So I didn't see a whole lot of people go through pregnancies in a negative way. So I didn't see the pregnancy so much as in, you know, what could happen. There also wasn't a lot of births that were, I would say, or I wasn't aware of a lot of births that could turn out wrong, or something be birth defects or any of that kind of stuff. Our family was pretty healthy babies, so I wasn't scared in that way. And I think being kind of naive about it, as far as the pain and being in the hospital and exactly what they had to do, I never even thought about it. So that's why I wasn't fearful or anything. I kind of knew the steps that was going to happen, but didn't know the intense of what was about to happen.
So do you remember your first indication that you were going into labor? Do you remember where you were? You can also tell us about, you know, this is going to be listened to by artists, so any sort of, like, sensory descriptions, like, even if it seems like an unnecessary detail, like the color of the walls, or, like, what was the weather out that day, mm-hmm. or, you know, what time of the year it was, or where you were exactly, if you remember mm-hmm. what you were wearing or what color your shoes were, all of the, or what it smelled like anywhere, mm-hmm. if you remember any of those, you know, feel free to include those, because that's good for artists to kind of get inside of that situation. So do you remember your first indication of labor?
I was in at my mom's house, and we were watching. We usually watch the late night. It was kind of a, not really a late night show, but I could remember the Alfred Hitchcock movies, and that was kind of what we did kind of late at night. And when I first started my labor, it was kind of probably around 7 o'clock in the evening, and I had had Braxton Hicks earlier, like a couple weeks earlier or so. Each time I would have like a pain, I would check to see how long it was and how long in between it was, the time was. So it was started at 7 o'clock, and they just kept going, and they were intensified, and started getting worse. And so I just told my mom, I think this was the time to go. And at the time, the baby's father was getting ready to go out of town to work. So I was really kind of wanting to make sure that he was close in case I went into labor. So I was on my mom's couch watching TV and just kind of checking the times and stuff. So we probably went in about 11 o'clock or midnight to the hospital. It was, that was kind of a scary thing. I got put in a room with another lady who was pregnant, who was just hysterical. And it kind of scared me, because I was like trying to figure out why she was like practically climbing the walls and stuff. So it made me a little nervous. We just had like a little partition in between us, and so that was kind of scary. And then when they came in to examine me and see how far dilated I was, that was kind of a different experience. And then when it used to be that they would shave like your pubic area, I mean the whole thing. So that was kind of an experience for me too. So, but they gave me, since I don't know if it's because since I was so young, at this time I had turned 17, so I was 17. And they had gave me like a medicine to like relax me. So for that part, I was kind of like dazed in and out. And so I would just kind of wake up and like hear this lady next to me like screaming. And so I was like kind of, you know, a little fearful. And then I would fade back into sleep. And then the next thing, my water never broke. So they had to go in and break my water for me. And so I was laying there, and in and out, back then, they kind of gave you medicine to make you kind of sleepy. And the next time I woke up, I saw the nurse like on top of me trying to push the baby out. And that hurt. Because I was so out of it that I wasn't awake enough to push when I needed to. So they would just tell me, push, and I'd be like, like I couldn't do anything. So they had to use forceps on my oldest, my first, to kind of help pull him out. And that was kind of typical to do, too. So, yeah. And then once he was out, I kind of woke up and saw him beside me. And then they, like, took him away. So I was... went back to sleep, and then when I woke up the next time, they put him on me, and I started nursing him at that time. So, but kind of in between that time, I had a episiotomy, which then they would cut you first if you weren't open enough to be able to birth. So if you tore, it would be harder to sew up to put stitches. So they did the episiotomy so it would be heal much quicker. So, and then after that, and then I don't remember the placenta or anything like that, or cutting the cord. So it was kind of, it's sad now that I think about it. But probably back then, it was probably the best way, or they thought it was the best way, to let the woman be relaxed. So.
It wasn't an epidural. This was something else. They gave you like meds that just knocked you out.
They had a mask on me, so, and I really don't remember if that's what knocked me out. And it could have been they gave me an epidural in my back that I just didn't realize. I think they probably did, because I couldn't feel my legs or anything, so I'm probably pretty sure they called it a block back then, but I wasn't aware that they were giving me anything like that at the time. So
when you were able to wake up and realize what was going on when you were in, were you able to see everything? Like, they didn't block you, you know, they didn't put up a sheet or anything to block you. Like, when you woke up, what would you see? I mean, you woke up and you saw the nurse on top of you pushing it. Uh-huh. Do you even, at any point when you woke up, do you remember waking up during the, like, delivery part and seeing any of this happening?
No, they had, like, a sheet on my knees, and my feet were up, but, so I couldn't really see what was going on down there.
Was there someone else in the room with you that was watching, or was there someone else in the room that was with you?
Again, back in, like, at that time, it wasn't typical that you had people in the room with you. It was mainly it was the nurses and the doctors. My mom couldn't be there at the time, so she wasn't there. And I don't think she would let the, they would let her in the room anyway. So I had my midwife there and the nurses. And I mean, there was people in and out. So.
So do you remember, so the first time you saw your baby was, it was, he was next to you.
Yes.
There wasn't, did you know you were having a boy? Like, was there a moment where they told you, or were you out for that, or were you expecting that? Or, you know, when was the first time that you actually got to have a connection with the baby?
That was, we didn't have, like, sonograms to find out what the baby was, so it was complete surprise. And it was when he was next to me, I kind of, that was the only part that I remember them saying it was a boy, and he was sat next to me, like on a, I don't know if it was a gurney or the, I can't think of what they're called. It's like a bed that they put him in the nursery or whatever. So they were kind of cleaning him up then, and I could look over and see him. And then once he got cleaned up is when they put him on me, on my stomach. So.
Do you remember what you were thinking when you first saw him? Like, were you thinking about what he looked like, or were you surprised by anything about, like, seeing him for the first time?
Yeah, I was excited, and, you know, I love babies, so I was just checking him out and, you know, making sure all, he had all his fingers and all his toes, and then I think it was shortly after that I started nursing him, and the nurse was trying to show me how to and stuff like that. So one funny story is when the nurse came and got him, he was naked, and she put him up to the window to show his dad, and he had a bowel movement in her hand. So that was kind of a funny part of when he was born. So. And I also remember from them using the forceps, he had kind of like a cone-shaped head. But they put a little cap on it, so. And they said that that was typical, especially using forceps. And so everything would go, would be fine, and I was kind of worried about that. And the only other kind of story, I guess, would be that the lady that was screaming and stuff that was beside me, she was also my roommate in the recovery room, and she had had, I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, but her baby was born with 12 fingers. So she had a, he or she had an extra pinky on each side of her pinky. And so they just, I could hear them talking because, I mean, there was right there and just a petition or whatever. And I never really, I never saw the baby, but they were telling the mom how they were going to just tie our rubber bands around the base of the fingers, and they would just like fall off. So I never, like I said, I never saw the baby, and so, but I thought that was just kind of different. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. So after, so they moved you to a recovery room.
Yeah.
How long after the baby was born did they move you to the room, and what was that room like, and the situation after?
I don't remember the exact timing of it. I do remember just having a different room. And it was like, I remember having one other lady in the room. There could have been more. The room had a window in the front, but I don't remember any specifics of that. I don't remember them, what food they served or anything like that. So
what was the procedure for after? Like, was the baby in the room with you, or did they take the baby away and bring him back to you? Were there family with you in the recovery room, or were you still by yourself? And then how long did you stay in the hospital?
Well, my mom was in the room when I went into the recovery room. I could have guests come in. For the most part, the baby was in the nursery for the majority of the time. They would just bring the baby in when it needed nursed. And then they would take him away. So it was a lot unlike today, where the baby stays in the room with you the majority of the time. The baby was in the nursery. And I forgot what I was going to say.
How long were you in the hospital?
3 days. Yeah. Which is also different than today. Kind of one of the different things that I didn't know about was... when you have a baby boy, they are circumcised. And that's kind of a routine that they do. I don't think they really discussed much about, you know, one way or the other, which to decide. I think it was more of kind of just a routine thing to do. So if you didn't really understand or know about circumcision, to say, no, I don't want them circumcised, then they would just naturally do a circumcision. I'm sure I probably had to sign something, but I'm not. I don't remember that, and I don't remember them coming in and telling me the pros and cons of circumcision. So that was one thing that was kind of, you know, when you change their diaper, you had to learn a whole new, like, cleansing and stuff like that. So you had to be careful.
So what was the, how was home life right after the baby? Like, how was your situation? And being now a new mother, what was that like? And then also dealing with the baby, but also dealing with now this body that has just performed this amazing feat, and how was that different, or did you feel different, or did you feel the same as before?
I think I pretty much, I didn't really even think about if I felt different or anything. It was just dealing with the situation, I guess.
Okay, so tell us again about your home life, the home life situation after you left the hospital and you went home with the new baby, kind of your experience with your first baby and having it at home and breastfeeding and your living situation, things like that.
Okay, well, I remember my mom and my two younger brothers and my sister came to pick me up from the hospital, and the first place we went to is we went out to eat, and it was kind of fun to bring the baby in, and people were all like, I want to see the baby, and I was kind of a proud mom, and, you know, thought it was interesting that, you know, people wanted to see the baby and stuff. So, and then I had ice cream, so that was fun. And then when I got home, I probably, my sister had had her baby in July, and then my son was born in October. So she already had like a little bassinet and stuff. So the baby had a place to stay and stuff. But I was in that home. There was my mom, my stepdad, my two younger brothers, my sister with a baby in like a two-bedroom house. So it was kind of, it was pretty crowded. And so I chose to, my choices were to be in the house with the newborn baby with a lot of chaos going on. My stepdad was an alcoholic. And, or we had a big conversion van with a bed in the back. So I chose to just stay in the conversion van. We lived in Florida. It was nice all year round. So the temperature was good. And I felt like less crowded staying there. So yeah, for the first probably 3 to 4 months, I stayed in the back of a van with my newborn baby. Of course, I had my mom if I had any questions, or, you know, I would go in and out of the house, so it wasn't like I was stranded away. But when my stepdad would be there, I wouldn't be there. So, but my mom helped a lot with, you know, if I had questions or anything like that. Also my sister, because she had already been through it. So, and we were kind of in a process of whether we were going to stay in Florida or if we were going to move back to Mississippi. So, anyway, it was kind of like a little transition place. But the baby was fine. I nursed him, so I didn't have to wake up in the middle of the night and go get bottles or anything like that. It was a little tricky when I had to change diapers, because back then it was cloth diapers and rubber pants, and so it wasn't quite as easy as disposable diapers, and plus those probably would have been a lot more expensive. At the time I wasn't working, so it was kind of expensive to have a baby, but when you're nursing, you don't really need anything other than, or food-wise, anything other than water or something like that. So that's how his first 3 months of his life were. I don't think he remembers it, so. But anyway.
So we're also asking people to think about, we're trying to like categorize all of the stories and everything, so we're trying to think about if you could kind of sum up that first birthing experience into like one word or one phrase, like looking back on it, what does anything pop up or come to your mind?
Probably at the time of the birth would be scared.